November 21, 1926, tenderness of Jesus at the moment of death. How one who lives in the divine will has primacy over everything. I felt all afflicted because of the sudden death of one of my sisters. The fear that my lovable Jesus might not have her with himself tormented my soul, and as my highest good, Jesus, came, I told him of my pain, and he, all goodness, said to me, "My daughter, do not fear, is there perhaps not my will that makes up for everything, for the very sacraments and for all the helps that can be given to a poor dying one? Much more so, when there is not the will of the person of not wanting to receive the sacraments and all the helps of the church, which she gives, like a mother, at that extreme moment. You know, in kidnapping her suddenly from the earth, my will made me surround her with the tenderness of my humanity. My heart, human and divine, placed my most tender fibers into the field of action, in such a way that her defects, her weaknesses, her passions, have been looked upon and weighed with such finesse of tenderness, infinite and divine. And when I place my tenderness into the field, I cannot help having compassion and letting her pass into a safe harbor, as triumph of the tenderness of your Jesus. And then, don't you know that where human helps are lacking, divine helps abound? You fear that there was no one around her, and that if she wanted help, she had no one from whom to ask for it. Ah! My daughter, at that point the human helps cease. They have no value, nor effect, because the dying enter into the soul and prime act with their Creator, and to no one is it given to enter this act. And then, for one who is not perverted, a sudden death serves in order to prevent the diabolical action from entering the field, his temptations, and the fears which he strikes into the dying with so much art, because he feels them being snatched from him, without being able to tempt them or follow them. Therefore, what men consider to be a disgrace, many times is more than grace. After this, I abandoned all of myself in the supreme volition, and my sweet Jesus, continuing to speak, told me, "My daughter, one who lives in my will has primacy over everything and over all the acts of the creatures. Her act is first in love before her Creator. So, if the other creatures love, the soul who lives in my will is first in loving. The others come some second, some third, some fourth, according to the intensity of their love. If the other creatures adore me, glorify me, pray me, the soul who lives in my will is first in adoring me, in glorifying me, in praying me. And this is natural, because my will is life and prime act of all creatures, therefore one who lives in it finds herself in her prime act, and she is first before God, above all creatures, doing all of their acts, and doing all the acts which they do not do. So, the Queen of Heaven, who never gave life to her own will, but had her life fully in my will, has primacy by right. Therefore, she is first in loving us, in glorifying us, in praying us. If we see that the other creatures love us, it is behind the love of the celestial Queen. If they glorify us and pray us, it is behind the glory and the prayers of she who holds primacy and therefore empire over everything. How beautiful it is to see that, as the creatures love us, she never gives up her first place in love. Even more, she places herself as prime act, and makes her sea of love flow around the majesty, in such a way that the other creatures remain behind the sea of love of the celestial Mama, with their little drops of love. And so with all the other acts. Ah! My daughter, to live in my will is a word, but it is a word that weighs as much as eternity. It is word that embraces everything and everyone.